to the top and I get to the bottom. I go back to the top and I get to the bottom. I go back to the top.
A movie starring me by David Edgar, with Samantha Bond as Michelle, Kenneth Cranham as Alex, and Mark Kilmurry as Tripper.
A movie starring me. A movie starring me.
A movie starring me.
A movie starring me. A movie starring me. A movie starring me. A movie starring me. A movie starring me.
Okay, let's go through this again.
Well, Michael, I just feel I need some space.
Some space?
That's right. Some space to grow.
Oh, you mean like biorhythms, primal screaming, touchy-feely time?
Yeah, well, that's it. That is the problem in a nutshell, Michael.
Yes, what is it, Francois?
Thousand pardons, Monsieur Swallow, but would you care to try the Chardonnay?
No, I'm sure it's fine. Just pour.
Just as you wish, sir.
Thank you, Francois.
My pleasure.
And a thousand pardons, naturellement.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying, in a nutshell?
Yes, I was. And yes, I do, however tacky it may sound. I need some space to grow.
Well, I agree.
You do?
You bet. It does sound really tacky.
Hello, Le Country Club? Yes, I believe they are, sir. Monsieur Swallow, eh, madame? Are you a friend of theirs, sir? Can I say... Hello?
Okay. I've got the message, Michael. And I think it's best if I just go.
What, now?
That's what I said. A clean break like we always promised each other.
But...
It was a damn fool notion anyway, a cozy dinner acting like grown-ups.
But Cassie, when we said
I'll
a clean...
I'll see you then. Sometime.
We can't have meant...
Bye, Michael.
We can't have meant before the entree, Cassie.
Please, my coat, Francois.
Madame, you go? You wish a cab?
No, Francois, that's okay. I'll catch one on Ventura. Thank you, Francois.
But Mrs. Swallow...
Hey, cab! Where are they all? Hey, cab!
Hey, Cassie.
What's that? Hey, cab!
Hey, Cassie.
Who are you? What do you want? I recognize that voice. What do you want with me?
Oh, that's very simple, Cassie. This. You see, I want you never to be other, Cassie. I want you ever as you are.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Good morning. Morning, world. Scene one. Interior. Room. Day.
Order! Order!
Good morning. This is...
Hey, Alex!
Yes, sweetheart?
I'm going to take a shower. Can you shout me if my interview comes through?
Shout to me, or else call me.
Right.
An attractive bachelor apartment in exclusive St. John's Wood. Our hero, Tripper, sits alone, pensive. He casually flicks a switch on his miniaturized stereo. Silkily, the sound comes on.
That's it. Can you hear it in there?
Can I help? Is the traffic always like this?
Well, it was you insisted that we find a place in Bloomsbury.
I thought that was where the writers always lived. Virginia Woolf and all that.
About 100 years ago.
And I thought it was a flat.
Well done.
What we call a country, you call an apartment. Ain't no flies on me.
Sorry, that is 8:35. Hans missing beats there, Bob. And in the next hour here on AM, what's humming in Hampstead, cooking in Clapham, and on the boil in Battersea. But first, how a swallow flew from Hollywood to Heathrow and turned into a seagull.
Honey, I think it's you.
His heart is palpitating. Sweat breaks out on his brow. He can hardly contain himself.
Be there on Saturday and catch us with our prices down. So, see you there.
Hi, this is Celia Salmon reporting for Arts AM, and we'll be hearing from my guest in a moment. But before I reveal her identity, can there be anyone in Britain who 3 weeks ago wasn't glued to this?
Hey, Cab!
Hey, Cassie.
Oh, Jesus H.
Yep.
Hey. I told her it sounded really goofy.
Cassie.
Or tacky,
who
even.
Are you?
Well, I
what
hope
do you
at
want?
Least you get your cut.
I recognise that voice. What do you want with me?
Now, come on, kid. I only wrote the shots. Cassie. You called them.
And here they come. Ow. Ow.
You see, I want you never to be other, Cassie. I want you ever as you are.
Well, I can't argue with that.
And as if anyone needs telling, those were the last breathtaking moments of the last breathtaking episode of Country Club, the steamy Sunset Strip saga that has had the nation fairly cliff-hung since last Michaelmas. And my guest today is none other than Michelle Zaretsky, better known as Cassie Swallow, her of the palpitating heartbeat and the little breathless shriek. Now, Michelle, I can't, of course, resist the question everyone is bursting with. Who shot you, and are you dead?
Oh, good heavens, what are you saying?
Just well, listen, lover.
I was afraid you'd ask me that. And are you going to answer it? I'm sorry, but I think on that one I'll just have to take the Fifth. That's the Fifth Amendment.
Oh, come on.
But one thing I can tell you, it's a male.
Touché.
No. One could say that whatever and whoever, these events have, to coin a phrase, shot you to what one must call a condition of some seriously substantial fame. I'm sorry?
Glory be.
Well, I have here that an estimated 200 million people worldwide watched the last Country Club. That makes you pretty seriously famous, I'd say.
Well, not me. I mean, the series, perhaps the character, but...
You tell
yeah, well, we'll come back to that later on. Now, as you may know, there's been some recent criticism here from politicians that Country Club is a corrupter of the nation's youth, that it keeps kids from their homework, that it preaches what are called the sour 60s, Morris, of the instant answer and the easy fix. So how, to coin a phrase, do you relate to that?
No prisoners.
Nor
well,
me.
Of course, I've read Mr. McKinley's views... And my answer is, if he can't stop his kids from watching shows he doesn't want them to, then there's a problem, sure. But it ain't mine.
Threeche.
Well, that is saying it. More after this.
My answer is, if he can't stop his kids from watching shows he doesn't want them to, then there's a problem, sure. But it ain't mine.
Well, that is saying it. More after this.
Exclusively for you.
Hi, welcome back. So then, Michelle Zaretsky, if you will, draw us a fine distinction.
Sorry?
Between you, the person, and the character.
Well...
Say on matters of the heart.
Well, I'm not gridlocked into a lousy marriage, but if I was... I'm not sure I'd have the guts to leave it like she did.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sure. I'm quite... I think, anyway, I'm very innocent. If I was in her fix, I'd definitely want rescuing.
By a hero on a white horse.
Say a Lincoln Continental. Every time.
So, now you're over here in London to be in a classy classical play in a classy classic British theatre company. How's it feel?
I'm absolutely terrified.
That's on the level?
Sure.
Now, is this the syndrome of the humble soap star seeking serious attention as a proper actress in the theatre, as she's always dreamed?
You patronising cow.
Let me put it this way. This character I'm playing in this play we're here to talk about...
You tell her, babe.
The Seagull, Anton Chekhov, opening in 5 weeks' time.
Thanks for the ad.
You're welcome. It's a simple country girl called Nina, who is offered love by the attractive, young, but fundamentally tortured writer, Constantine.
Yeah, sure,
who she rejects to run off with another writer, the older, charming, but seriously trivial Trigorin.
But do you say...
After which she bears his child. It dies. She tries to make it as an actress, fails. She goes back to see the young guy, tells him she still loves the old guy. Having done so, goes back to her cheap hotel, and the young guy pops himself. And in answer to your spoken and unspoken question, I see absolutely no relationship between that and my own life. And actually, now I come to think of it, I guess I'll do just fine.
Hey, hey!
I see.
Do I slay this broad or what?
Well, it looks like time is now upon us, and there's only time to say thank you, Michelle. For the plug and the audition.
Thank you, Celia.
And this is AM, and I'm Celia. Stay tuned.
You slay the broad. Thank God she doesn't know.
Know what?
That you're in a partnership arrangement with the charming, elderly, and seriously trivial writer.
Did I ever say you were charming?
True.
You want some breakfast?
Your stuff gives me lockjaw.
Fine.
Tripper rewinds. He plays.
It's a simple country girl. I'm very innocent.
So when's the kick-off?
10:30. I'll call you when I'm finished.
If it's before 6, I'm at the BBC, a chap called Nick Card. Bloke I knew before I sold out.
Honey, I'm only just beginning to sell in. Is this to talk about the play?
It is.
If Freud had lived in our house.
That's the one.
Anyway, I'm very innocent. If I was in her fix, I'd definitely want rescuing.
By a hero on a white horse.
Say a Lincoln Continental. Every time. I'm absolutely terrified.
Interior. Room. Day.
Right.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, shall we make a start?
Come
here.
Hello.
Now, we have a couple of newcomers to welcome. Dick Hennessy, who's playing Trigorin, and is sitting by the window. And Michelle Zaretsky, who's sitting on the floor, and who has graciously agreed to rise from the dead for us in
order... Or not, as the case may be.
Indeed. She is our Nina.
Hi there. Dick Hennessy.
Good morning.
Now, I suppose we've no real alternative to the baleful business of the read-through. Please don't try to give anything complete. John, if you'd be so kind.
Surely. Sorin's estate, a park, a wide avenue leading towards the lake up centre. A rough stage erected for an amateur theatrical performance.
Hello, Olympic Records, please hold the line. Justin, can you make some tea? Teresa, where the hell is Justin? Hello, can I help you?
Is Mr. Valentine in? I'd like to speak to him.
No, I'm afraid Mr. Valentine is in a meeting at the moment.
Will he be free soon? Can I hold on?
No, I'm sorry, for most of the rest of the afternoon.
Can I call back later? When will he be free?
Well, you can try if you like. I really wouldn't bother.
You see, it's about this tape, and I want to make absolutely sure that when I send it in...
Well, I've frankly no idea if Mr. Valentine will listen to your tape. Have you sent it in?
Yes, I said when I send it in.
Well, I think that's the first step, isn't it?
Is there no one else I could...
No, sorry. No one else available. Thank you for calling, Olympic. Afternoon. Teresa! Jojo, for God's sake, where's Teresa? Justin?
I can hear footsteps.
Embracing Sorin.
I can't live without her. Her very footfall's music to me. I feel madly happy.
Enter Nina.
You enchanted creature.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Am I late?
Hi, Midas Touch.
I'm sorry, did you say...
That's Midas Touch Promotions. Have you got the
right... Is Mr. Webber there?
No, sorry, he's in conference.
Or Miss Kilquinny?
No, she's in LA.
Or Mr. Tarimer?
Trying to connect you. I'm sorry. Hello, caller. No reply.
Well, should I try to call...
Yes, why not? Bye then. Bye.
What's this?
A seagull. Constantine Gavriltovich shot it.
What are...
Oh, what are you writing?
Oh, just notes. An idea struck me for a short story. A young girl, like you, lives by a lake. She loves it, like a seagull. She's happy and she's free. But then a man just happens to pass by and, for want of anything better to do, destroys her. Bang. Just like the seagull here.
Nick, don't you want to get that?
Oh, no, don't worry, mate. Alison will take it. There you are. So, come on, mate, tell all.
Tell all of what?
The agony, the ecstasy, big city screenwriting.
Ah, well, now, you know what they say?
I do.
Well, once you get to California, the only place left to go is out of your mind.
I should be so lucky. All those hot tubs, valet parking, and all that chilled chalet.
Don't you believe it, Sunbeam. It's all smog and muggers. Now...
So, mate, how long? I'm sorry, I did say... Yes, Alison. Ah, sorry. Right. For you, mate.
Who?
Miss Zaretsky. Wants to know who shot her. Says you're privy to insider information.
Thank you, Nick. Hey, lovely. How did it go? Now, come on. Just remember, you get an audience of 200 mil. Don't let those pointy heads forget. Hmm? So where do you want to meet? Ah, right. Okay. I'll see you back at the flat. No, that's fine. And you, Madoc?
Beg pardon. Oh, no problem.
You were asking...
Oh. How long you're here for?
Well, till Misha's play... Well, until I sell this, I suppose.
Ah. If Freud had lived in our house.
The very same.
Did you say 200 million?
That's including Sri Lanka and the Seychelles.
Still, we'll get you 7 if we're lucky, and it's not up against the footer or a feature film.
Still, art.
You're serious?
Or at the very least... Integrity.
You know, mate, you mustn't think it isn't good.
You think so?
Oh, it's a real skill. You shouldn't think it isn't.
Well, yes, I'd say more a knack. We call it Cancer Club.
Oh? Why?
Because unless you catch it early, it'll end up eating everything except itself.
Oh, now, come on.
Like it's been eating me.
Hello?
Ah, Gary, there you are.
Well, hello, Mother. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. Both fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. What are you up to?
I'm not up to anything.
Oh, no, I meant, it doesn't matter. How's the flat?
The flat is fine.
Gary, your father's office faxed the family Amex statement to us.
Oh?
You have been staying in hotels.
I have?
First-class hotels. In London, where you live. Gary, we wanted you to have the flat to write in, because that is what you said you needed, so that you could earn your living in the way you wanted to.
And I am very grateful. Thank you very much for everything.
Well, Gary, there's
Where
no
are you
need...
now?
As you well know, Gary, in Chicago.
Well, waste not, want not. Thanks for calling. Bye. Ho-ha. Ho-hum.
It's a simple country girl called Nina, who is offered love by the attractive, young, but fundamentally...
Sure,
who she rejects to run off with another rider, the older, charming, but seriously trivial.
Students often say to me, Mr. Massinger, in a sentence, how would you sum up your philosophy? And what I say is, I can do no better than the statement in the Declaration of Independence that all men, and women too, of course, are endowed by their Creator with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But I'd like, modestly I hope, to propose a couple of amendments. It's your life, your liberty, your pursuit of your happiness, not anybody else's. And if anyone tried to de-endow you of them, you've the further right to get as mad as hell.
Interior. Room. Night. Well now, that sure as hell makes sense to me.
Order! Order!
Good morning. This is Sarah Pugh from Westminster, where the Secretary of State for the Environment made a long-expected statement on the way that the country was cutting meat.
Wonderful. Anything that looks like a check?
There's a letter from the BBC.
Only a fortnight. Christ.
Why, is that fast?
It's a very ponderous organisation. Have you ever tried getting them on the phone?
As it happens, yes. They were quite charming. What's it say?
Interesting.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it's better than uninteresting.
That's good.
But only just.
So what is that...
Hey, shouldn't you be off?
Yes. Yes, I suppose I should.
For your rehearsal?
Directory, what name, please?
Name?
What number do you require?
I require the number of a theatre company.
A theatre company? Yes, certainly. Did you have any particular one in mind?
We are alone.
I think there's someone there.
There isn't anyone.
What kind of tree is this? Oh, I'm sorry, this is hopeless.
No, it's fine.
It isn't fine. But it is nearly there. Sorry. What kind of tree is this?
An elm.
So dark.
It's late, so everything is getting dark. Please, don't go early. Please, I beg you.
I can't stay. Can't stay, oh shit!
Michelle, don't worry. Please.
Why ever not?
Because we have 3 weeks to go. The best voice coach in the Anglo-Saxon world. And the makings of a quite remarkable performance in the role of Nina Mikhailovna Zarekhnaya.
Well, right then. I can't stay.
Dawn. Book. Sorin. Dick. Medvedenko. Bath chair. Trigorin, fishing rods, a bucket, watch, book. Hello, the seagull.
But what's this?
I was despicable enough to shoot this seagull. Look, I lay it at your feet.
What's wrong with you?
No doubt I'll shoot myself in the same way.
This isn't you at all.
True. But it's only since you've changed.
Oh, Miss Zaretsky?
Please, Michelle.
There's 3 messages come through. From Warner Brothers, Paramount, and your London agent.
From who?
They said they'd phone you back.
Did they?
Hello, the Seagull.
Paramount and Warner's.
Yes, hold on.
Michel, your London agent.
Agent?
Yes. Do you want to talk to him?
No. Can you take the number and I'll call him back?
Okay. Hello? Look, Mr. Zaretsky's in rehearsal at this moment. That's right. Still. So can I take a message?
I see. Yes. Well, the number is... Oh, dear. Good morning. I wish to purchase a book.
Yes, sir?
A copy of a drama by Anton Chekhov called The Seagull. Do you have this?
Hello, Arts and Leisure.
Good day. I wish to purchase a book, a copy of a drama by Anton Chekhov titled The Seagull. Do you have this work?
Well, yes, of course, sir. Which translation?
Eh?
Come on, Alex.
Hello, who is it?
It's me.
I'm sorry?
Me, Alex, it's pouring down.
Okay.
Did you forget your key?
No, I just thought I'd drag you to the phone for fun.
It's raining.
Pick a prize. I'm sorry.
How's your day?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, do you want to hear?
Hear what?
What a wonderful world you live in. How I envy you.
What's brought this
up? If only you could understand how our fates are different.
Well?
How some people just drag out their petty, tedious existences, all very much the same, all desperately unhappy. Whereas someone like yourself, one in a million, has such a dazzling life, a life of radiant importance. Well, what do you think?
I think you're crazy.
Well, how did it sound?
It's from the play.
Well, of course it's from the play. But what about the accent?
Oh, the accent. Fine.
The guy who's playing Trigorin's teaching me.
Well, he certainly deserves an apple.
So what's wrong?
What do you mean?
I'm getting vibes in quadraphonic.
I know how sensitive you Californians are to vibes.
What does interesting actually mean?
It probably... I think it actually means it goes off to Granada.
Spanish television?
Manchester.
I'm sorry. Look, I think I ought to go and dry off. Otherwise I'll rust.
Okay.
You know, today was fairly freaky.
In what way?
Well, these guys kept calling up and leaving messages. Like, really weird, you know?
Go on.
Well, for example... There were several messages to call my London agent.
So what's the big surprise? He is, like, really weird.
Alex, I don't have a London agent.
No. You don't. I see.
So what's the weather like?
It's raining. What's it like in Seoul?
Kyoto. Fine. Look, Gary, when I called last week...
Yes, yes.
It was because your father... Well, we both were worried that...
Go on.
Gary, what are you doing?
Now?
At present. Generally.
I'm working.
On your scripts and songs.
That's right.
You see, you know that all we want is for you to do the things you want to do. To live up to your true potential. Which is why we have invested so much. Why we've always given everything you've asked us for. But you must... I mean, you must surely understand there comes a point... when one does ask if there's anything to show for it, and if the investment's ever going to pay off.
Oh, don't you worry, Mother. It is going to pay off.
I'm glad.
You need have no worries on that score.
Well, I'm relieved.
There will be lots to show for it.
So, are you getting out and seeing people?
What, like girls?
Well, anyone. But yes, girls, if you like.
Yes, as I say, there is no cause for worry on that score.
Continuing controversy over recent statements by senior Conservatives opposed to what is generally regarded as the government's overall strategy with regard to sterling mark rates in the medium term.
Hey, leave that on! I was waiting for the verb.
Hey, I've been thinking. Is your persistent caller still persisting?
He has days off, but yes.
And how long has this been going on?
Well, what is it now? A week? 10 days?
Well, there you are. He doesn't have this phone number, or else he'd use it. But he does know where the theatre is, presumably. So if he's planned to skulk and stalk, then he'd have done it.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
And now I'm off.
To sell your wares to Spanish television.
Right.
We must just hope you are.
Michelle?
Yes, John?
Your messages.
God, when did these come?
Last night, stage door. I wouldn't vouch for their accuracy.
This is just off the wall.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter.
Michelle?
That's right. It doesn't matter, so... What do we do today? We're going to part now. And perhaps we shall never meet again. I'm sorry, Lyne.
Will you accept?
Right, okay. Perhaps we shall never meet again. Will you accept this little medallion to remember me by? I'm sorry.
Your initials? Okay.
I had your initials engraved on it. And on the other side, the title of a book of yours. Oh, what is it called?
Days and Nights. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Can I do that bit again?
Hello. Can I please speak with Celia Salmon? Hello, Miss Salmon. Look, my name's Howard Messenger. I'm from CBS Television. Now, look, I gather you undertook an interview with Miss Michelle Zaretsky, who, as you know, is an artiste in our employ. Yes. Now, the position is, we need to get in touch with Miss Zaretsky urgently, and the number we've been given for her in your country is apparently inoperative. Well, we have telephoned the theater, naturally, but she's not working there today, and... Well, yes, I understand that naturally, Miss Salmon. But this is a very urgent matter, and I'd be most appreciative. Well, naturally, if you insist, it's Los Angeles, that's 213... Yes, that's right. I'm calling you from Hollywood. Yes, I know, it always sounds as if you're closer than... Well, now that's very kind. 071, that's London. 636-2091. Well, thank you so much. Have a nice afternoon now, Miss Salmon. 636-2091.
Nice afternoon. Nice afternoon. Hey, William.
Yes, Celia.
Do you happen to know what time it is now in California?
Well, it's 8 hours behind, isn't it? Yes, definitely. 8 hours behind. Why do you ask?
4 in the morning? Oh, hell.
Boris Alexeyevich, I've made up my mind. Irrevocably. Yes?
I'm going
on the stage. I'm leaving here tomorrow, leaving father everything. Yes, please.
Moscow?
I'm coming to Moscow. Just like you. We shall meet each other there.
Stay at the Slavyansky. Let me know as soon as you arrive.
1 minute more.
A pause! I know the line. There is a pause.
I'm sorry.
Pause. 1 minute more.
He dials. Slowly. Savoring the moment.
Hi, this is Michelle.
And Alex.
We're sorry.
We're not in right now.
But if you care to leave your name and any message.
And your number.
We'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
Please wait for the tiresome noise.
And he can't believe it. He cannot believe it. I cannot believe it.
At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 11:54:30.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
It is 11:54:40.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Where have you been?
Out.
Well, that I know.
There is a British phrase, I don't know if it's current stateside, about drowning sorrows. In a phrase, that's what I have been doing since returning from a pretty dismal day in Manchester. It rained in Spain.
Alex, you said you'd be back by early evening.
Well, I tried to call. You were engaged.
The phone was off the hook.
Whatever for?
There is a Beatles song called Helter Skelter. It's on the White Album. It was read by one Charles Manson, crazy of the county of Los Angeles, as a call to arms, to send his cohorts out to murder people, 7 people, actually, in their homes. And I don't know if the tale was given much play over here, but I assure you, it went down very big in California.
Well, yes, it's interesting to speculate what would have happened had he realized a helter-skelter is a children's fairground slide.
But he didn't, did he?
No. Mish, what is this about?
It's on our tape.
What's on our tape?
This is. That's on our tape. There's someone after me.
Thank you. What's this?
I found a classic music channel. Thought it might be soothing.
Well, it is.
So how are you feeling?
The SAS are doing target practice on the inside of my skull.
You want some coffee?
Shortly. Look, Dux, about your phantom caller.
Yes?
Well, look, he's got your phone number from somewhere. He hasn't got your address. You can't find an address from a phone number. It isn't possible.
He can find the theatre, as you said.
Tell them to call you cabs.
Oh, I will. Oh, I suppose you're right. Everyone develops a pet crazy sometime or another. Price of fame.
That's the spirit. What's today?
First run. I'll go take a shower.
You have seen Psycho?
Now just cut that out!
Right. Coffee. Good morning, world.
The abiding principle of the individual's ultimate responsibility for his own life and his own family is...
anything but that.
Exterior. Street. Morning. Tripper stands opposite the door. The cab draws up. The door is opened. She gets out and enters. Tripper looks on. He's humming to himself.
Projects.
Hi, is that Chris Hallen's office?
Yes, it is.
This is Al Treglown. Is Chris in?
Will he know what it's regarding?
Yeah, I think you could say that.
And I'm sorry, it was Mr. Truin?
No, Treglown.
Please hold. I'm sorry, Mr. Hallen's out to lunch.
Well, is he now? So tell me something I don't know.
Hello, Seagull. No, I'm afraid she's at a costume fitting, and then she's in rehearsals. Oh, I think... are we working late tonight?
Sure are. He wants a second run.
Then about 10, at the earliest. Okay, then. Alex called.
Exterior. Street. Morning. Tripper walks urgently along the crowded street, his Gucci luggage in each hand. He turns into the lobby of a fashionable hotel. Interior. Hotel. Continuous. Tripper marches with determination to the grand reception desk.
I beg your pardon?
Granted. Do you have a room?
Yes. Do you
have... I have no reservation. I'll be paying cash.
And
my name is Michael Swallow.
I like the wine.
It's a Rioja. And damn fine for house. How do you cope with all that Napa Valley Cabernet?
We spike it.
Oh!
Now look, I really ought to say...
We read it several times and really liked it.
And I hear a but...
You hear a right.
You think it's crude, derivative?
Oh, no. We think it needs to develop its bouquet.
Oh, yeah.
And would be really keen on first sniff when it has. So, shall we get another?
Does this hash house have a phone?
Hello?
Oh, hi there, sweetheart. Oh, no, love, I'm sorry. I'm going to be working late again. Well, we're doing the first costume run. I'm sorry, hon. Yeah, sure, I know.
Michelle?
That's my call. What's that? Oh, no. No, nothing. My phantom crazy seems to have dissolved into the air from whence he came.
Interior. Flat. Morning. Tripper enters, carrying a small brown metal cash box with a padlock. Finds a hammer. Raises, smashes, down. He opens up the cash box. In it's the picture of a man in military uniform. A package wrapped in sailcloth. Opens it. A Second World War German Luger. A little pack of ammunition. He sits, picks up the phone. Hello, I wonder if you have a room. Tonight, one night, and I'll be paying cash. It's B for Boris, A for Alexeyevich Trigorin. T-R-I.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a technical. You've been here before. Please try as far as possible to be ready for your entrances. Please let us know if you have any problems with the changes. We're going to cut to queue as far as possible. So, bring on the pipe band and the dancing girls.
Gin and tonic and a St. Clements, please.
St. What?
It's an orange juice and bitter lemon with ice in one glass.
Oh, I see.
Nick Card.
Oh, hello, Alex. How's tricks?
Fine. Look, can I talk to you?
Well, yeah, sure. Why not call me in the office after lunch?
I mean, sort of now.
Well, now is a little bit...
180.
Pardon?
£1.80p.
Ah, thank you. No, actually, I'm with someone.
You see, I want to know why you... why everybody has this attitude to what I've done.
I wrote you.
Yes, I know you wrote to me.
Well, there isn't really very much to add.
I don't agree.
Look, Alex, I'm with someone. Why not call? I really don't know what you want to hear. I'm sorry, mate, but there it is.
Hi, this is Michelle.
And Alex.
We're sorry. Please leave your name. But if that's Alex, look, can you ring the theatre? Because I think it may be good this evening. And, hey, we can actually meet.
Yes, it is. And yes, I can.
Six. Three. Six. Two. Oh, 9-1.
Hi, this is Michelle.
And Alex.
We're sorry.
We're not in right now.
Please leave your name. But if that's Alex, look, can you ring the theatre?
Yes, actually, there is a message. Alex, right?
That's right.
It's, can she meet you in the Prince of Homburg Jug Street, 6:30?
Okay. Fine. Tell her okay.
Oh, Christ.
John, he wants to try the new gun.
Yeah, I know. I'm on it. Can you take that, please?
Surely. Hello, the seagull.
Hello. I think there's a message for me from Michelle.
Yeah, I think there is. It's Alex, right?
I'm sorry, hon. I really am.
Bouquet.
He sounds a real schmuck.
She, schmuckette.
You don't think... Well, just a little polishing. I mean, it sounds like she had an ambiguous response.
Lovey, I do assure you, it's the most ambiguous critique I ever heard. Do you want another?
No, thanks.
Well, I do. Excuse me.
Yes?
Excuse me, do you?
I'm sorry, I don't smoke.
No, I mean, have you...
It's 9:50.
No, I mean, do you...
Yes, what is it?
Do you, don't you, want me to love you?
Jesus.
Yes, with ice, please. And if you've such a thing as a slice of lemon...
Alex, let's go and eat.
Yeah, sure. As soon as I've...
No, Alex, now, please.
Now? Well, I've just ordered.
Now?
How much is that?
280.
Jesus. There you are. Here we go.
Alex, please.
We'll go to the Broadway local, just round the corner. It's a kind of trendy veggie bar. Make you feel right at home.
The Broadway local.
Excuse me.
Well, hi there.
Hello, do you have a space for two?
You haven't booked?
Well, no, but usually...
Jerry, two.
An hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to wait?
Well, in a word...
Excuse me. Look, we're in a hurry. Are you sure there isn't any chance?
Oh, Miss Soretsky. I'm so sorry. Jerry, table 17.
What's that?
Oh, sure. This way.
I'm sorry.
Mish, we've got to talk about this thing.
Is this the Broadway local?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
This is a queue.
A queue?
That's right. And you are at the end of it.
I see. All right.
Who do we think we are?
It looks like a neat place.
Well, sure. If not peachy keen.
I think the actors come here sometimes.
Well, this must not entirely damn it in our eyes.
Alex, I am sure. It was the guy.
But then again, it could have been a guy without a light.
Your menus. Specials on the board. The soup, zucchini and the fishes, mullet and a cream dill sauce. So, there you go.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Well, hi there. Have you got a table?
It'll be an hour at least.
I see. Do you have a bar?
Yes, of course we have a bar.
In that case, I will wait. All right.
Sure thing.
Excuse me. Yes? Have you a name?
Okay, then, shoot.
Shoot what?
We've got to talk about this thing.
Do you suppose they'll do the Ratatouille rare?
Will you please tell me what is wrong?
What gives you the impression something's wrong?
Oh, Jesus, Alex.
Mish, I'm sorry, but this isn't working out.
What isn't?
I'm just terribly depressed.
About the fact that they don't like your play?
About the fact they're right.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes?
You're needed at the bar.
Come on. Out we go.
I didn't want ice. I said I didn't want ice.
Sure you did.
What kind of joint is this? Yes. Will you get your hands off me?
Not to take out of here. No,
frankly. You realise that I'm going to make you famous?
Yeah, sure.
You realise that by tomorrow this will be out. The most famous restaurant in London.
I'm sorry, folks. Who's next?
Nice class of place.
Alex, will you please stop drinking?
Why?
Because it is upsetting me.
I'm thinking I might go back home.
To L.A.?
That is where I live.
When?
Soon. Done everything I came to do. So why not?
Okay, then. I'm going now.
You're going where?
I'm going home. I've had a long day.
Mish.
Look, hon. There comes a point, there really does, when you have to say, my life. I open in this show on Wednesday night. There comes a point when you have to say, me first. I mean, no one likes a good wallow in a cohabitee's self-pity more than I, but...
Cassie!
Pardon?
Surely not before the tortellini, Cassie!
If you want me, I'm at home. In Bloomsbury.
I see.
Two garlic bread, gazpacho, and a cream of coriander.
They are all for me.
Hey, cab! Taxi!
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, no. Hey, cab!
Pan in. It's me.
Oh, Jesus.
A step towards her. Close-up of her face. His face.
Now, look.
She backs away. You see,
Look, please.
You see, I want...
Hey!
Want you never...
Hey, lady!
Want you never to be other,
hey,
Cassie.
Lady, tell I'm bothering you.
Thank God.
Hey, aren't you...
No.
Exterior. Street. Night. Dark windows catching splutter of the street lamps. Headlights flit. Tripper's reflection in the windows of the shops. A yellow sign above a back street door. A yellow sign above a door.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Laveau from Westminster, where business in the Commons was dominated by the continued controversy over broadcasting standards. Labour left and Tory right united to condemn the consequences of a free-for-all.
Hello?
Zaretsky cab?
2 minutes. Hello, this is 636-2091. I'm not in. In fact, I'm at the theatre opening a show. You could leave a message, or you could call the theatre on 240-2968. Or if that's Alex. I did get your message, and I did try the hotel, and they said you'd said that you were working and no calls, so there we are. And here's the tone. Bye-bye.
And the big news in the theatre world this week is the opening of The Seagull. Author the gloomy Muscovite A. Chekhov... Starring among the more predictable thespian luminaries, none other than me.
And the other big event is Alex Trebrown setting up his laptop, logging on, and getting back to work. One, exterior, country club.
Okay. Now, the schedule for today is light. A few bits this morning. Gentle potter through this afternoon. And tonight, we present it to the nation. Or at least that section of it, whose idea of a great time is going to first previews. Seriously weird. But, I have to tell you on the evidence of last night that in contrast to the general expectation of this grim event, that they are in for something of a major treat. But... before we start all that, a serious word from John.
Yeah. I suppose most of you now know, but for some time Michelle's been getting messages, which were obviously from Cooksville, and later on some stuff on her home answer phone from the same location. Well, last night a sheaf of notes for the boss, for Dick, were delivered to the stage door, of what might be called a threatening character. Which is, anyway, how all of this will now be treated. So I'm afraid that from today on, the following regulations will apply.
Hey, Mish.
You should have said.
Oh, no, I mean, you get these people.
What, regularly?
Oh, sure.
Speed run 5 minutes, please.
I mean, our country club, it's a minor industry. Oh, it's rumoured they have a union. It's only, well, it's only if they
now, get... Now, Michelle, you mustn't listen to this person. He's only wondering why no one threatened him.
Oh. Yes, it is interesting.
What's interesting, Sue?
That the only threatened actor is Trigorin, the person who destroys her, in the play. 5 minutes to the speed run, please.
I think I'm going to lie down behind the locked door of my dressing room.
Interior. Hotel lobby. Evening.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Yes, I ordered a cab.
For the theatre, am I right? It's ordered to serve for 7.
But first of all, I wanted dinner.
Yes, sir.
I have been refused access to the carvery.
Yes, sir, it's...
It seems to be under occupation.
Yes, sir. This evening there's a private function.
Private?
Yes, an outside body. There are 3 other
restaurants. So, if I can get this right, your guests, your paying guests, your, if I may say so, paying through the nose guests, are denied access to this facility.
Sir, there are 3 other restaurants in this hotel which...
And so what is this outside body in this... private function?
Well, if you want to know, sir, it's a buffet dinner hosted by the Hearth and Home Association, which, according to its literature, is a pressure group campaigning for the restoration of True Family Values, which is this evening being addressed by the Right Honourable Rodney McKinley, MP for Mid-Essex. Is that sufficient information, sir?
Oh, quite sufficient, thank you. Well, I shall find another place to eat and return to get my cab at 7.
Very good, sir.
Did you say McKinley?
2. Exterior street. Night. Police department vehicles. Searchlights flashing. Ambulance. A huddle round a prostrate form.
You see, my mother doesn't love me. And why should she? She wants to live it up, to have affairs, to wear bright blouses, and then here I am, 25 already. I'm a perpetual reminder that she's not young any more. When I'm away, she's 32, but when I'm there, she's 43. And of course, she hates me for it. Wouldn't you?
Well, everyone, good evening. It's my very particular pleasure to introduce our speaker for this evening. It's never easy to stand up for your beliefs against prevailing mores, particularly in our own times. When it seems that anyone who challenges the liberal consensus is immediately labelled as some sort of...
From a distance, we see a Volvo screeching round a corner, blocked by police lines. It stops. A man leaps out and runs. It's Michael. He's shouting incoherently.
Oh, for the sake of happiness like that, being a writer or an actress, I'd put up with family hostility, with poverty and disappointment, with living in a garret on rye bread. I'd even happily accept dissatisfaction with myself, awareness of my imperfections. But in return, I would want fame. I would demand real and resounding fame.
So why then do we still have unemployability and sink estates and a growing underclass? Why is it that resistance to the benefits of individualism and the market is still so widespread?
First cop. Hey, you. Dash. Michael. But it's my dash. He approaches the small huddle around Cassie. Michael, what dash? Doctors look up at him. Michael continued, for God's sake, tell me dash.
Put the wine and beer on the table here. For Boris Alexeyevich. We'll drink as we play.
Well, I will tell you. You can reform the economy. You can cut taxes. But if you leave the culture intact, then it is as nothing.
Here. Here.
Boris Alexeyevich, here is the thing I was telling you about. The thing you ordered. The stuffed seagull.
Did I? I don't remember.
What's that?
So what is the message? Constantly pumped out in the cinema, the theatre, in the lyrics of the pop songs, most of all, of course, on television. It is this...
Hear, hear!
It is that no one is responsible for the consequences of their actions. That everything that goes wrong is someone else's fault. That it's society, or it's oppression, or it's our mother didn't love us, or we were rejected as a child. That's anyone and everyone except the person who is actually responsible for our successes and our failures. That is us. Ourselves.
Interior. Room. Evening.
Superior contempt that comes from the progressives of the swinging 60s when you mention such a thing.
Quite cool. Assured. The guns in his right hand.
Boris Alexeyevich, can I have a word about this article? About America, here in this magazine?
Of course. The people who told us, or much more importantly, who told our children. Do your own thing. Let it all hang out.
Get Arina Nikolaevna out of here at once, somehow.
Why don't we do it in the...
Damn it! Branks!
The fact is, Konstantin Gavrilovich has shot himself.
It's all right. He's gone. There's no danger.
Oh, my God.
No one's hurt.
Thank you.
He's gone.
Doctor looks up. A beat. He bites his lip. A beat. Michael, please tell me dash a beat.
Blanks! Damn it! Blanks!
Stop that man!
Doctor, it's okay, Mr. Swallow. She's alive.
Well done.
You too.
Well done.
Thanks.
All right then, gentlemen. And ladies, beg your pardon. Now, we're looking for a maybe armed, clean-shaven, around 27-8-ish, male Caucasian with sandy hair, mid-height and a face according to the photo fit, like this. Wearing a grey suit, blue shirt, kind of whitish stripes on perhaps maroon or maybe purple, normal, average sort of tie. Who checked into the hotel at 11:25 a.m. under a somewhat patently false name. And left a nondescript attaché case containing British Home Stores underwear, a copy of the works of Andrei Chekhov...
Anton,
beg his pardon. And one C90 chrome dioxide audio tape, from which we have deduced that he is almost certainly the kook who's been stalking the television personality Michel Zaretsky, presently starring in the noted play by same. Sergeant, please.
I'm sorry?
Start the tape.
At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 8:30 precisely.
This is the last will and testament of Michael Swallow, lover, artist, and assassin. It is dedicated to Michel Zaretsky, well known to be the most famous person in the world. Are you sitting uncomfortably? Then I'll begin. You know, students often ask me, in a sentence, Mr. Trigorin, how would you sum up your philosophy?
Okay, fine. Then, there's quite a lot of this sort of stuff, with pop songs and bits of advertisements and so on. Any way you like.
On the hill, sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
You know who you are and what you want.
We're the winners, Rent There.
If you think enough of yourself to buy,
catch us with our prices down.
Exclusively for you.
Down, down.
Bye, bye, bye.
We winners, 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 winners.
Nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do.
But the section of most interest to us is at the end. He's fairly het up by this stage. Have we got there?
Yes, sir.
I hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men have certain inalienable rights, that they consist of life.
No, I'm afraid Mr. Valentine is in a meeting at the moment.
Do you think enough of yourself to stand up to the world?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Liberty!
Well, you can try if you like, but I really wouldn't.
There comes a point when one does ask if there's anything to show for it.
We're sorry.
And the pursuit of happiness!
No, sorry. No one else available.
The abiding principle of the individual's ultimate responsibility for his own life.
No, sorry. No one else available.
Please leave your name.
No one else available. Available.
We're sorry.
Oh, that's very simple, Cassie. This.
Sponsored by Acuvist will be 7, 20, 5, and 30 seconds.
No reply.
Now, I'm told by the bright persons that what we have here is a sufferer from a condition called de...
Clarembo.
It's all right, Sergeant. De Clarembo's syndrome. Basically, an obsessive fantasy relationship with a celebrity, which can include, though not by way of limitation, the passionate desire to seek attention, to impress, to protect, to rescue, or even to become the victim. Or indeed, when disappointed in pursuit of the foregoing, to destroy the victim, physically, or another person, or, in extremity, themselves. And in this case, obviously, we have a whole damn menu of intriguing, lethal possibilities. Which is why, for now, and the foreseeable, he's don't approach as armed and highly dangerous. Right?
Yes, sir.
Anything so far?
Just one thing, Super.
Yes.
What was the alias?
The alias? Oh,
yeah. She means the check-in name.
Oh, yes. Something sort of Turkish, wasn't it?
Well, more like Russian. It was Treplov, if that's how you pronounced it. First name, Konstantin.
Exterior. A garden. Day. A brilliant summer's afternoon. A dazzling, verdant rolling lawn leads up to the rear frontage of the house. French windows open to the sunny terrace, bedecked with parasols and swings and wicker chairs. On the terrace, men and women sit, some reading, others playing cards. All is calm and still. And you know, perhaps, just in the distance, through the trees, we can catch the merest flash of a glimpse of a white dress as a beautiful young woman slips away. But now a couple, having parked their car around the side, appear. They are in their 50s, most distinguished, elegant, assured. A bearded man in his late 40s comes out through the windows and walks down the lawn to meet them. He is the director. But in this case, not the director of the theatre. They exchange the usual pleasantries. The woman asks after the upkeep of the grounds. The director summons one of the younger people on the terrace to escort her round the gardens. She is surprised at this, but acquiesces graciously. As soon as she is out of earshot, the director takes the gentleman aside. He is all solicitation, all discretion, lowered tones. Director: Mr. Tripper, may I have a word? Father: Of course. Director: Mr. Tripper, I'm so sorry. Father, why? Director, you may wish to get your wife away. Somehow. At once. Father, surprised. But why? What's happened? The director. Well, the fact is... Slight pause. Mr. Tripper. That at 9 o'clock this morning, in his room, we found... Slight pause. We found that Kenneth Gary Tripper... Pause. Well, the fact is... Has...
At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 8:59:30. At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 8:59:40.
Gary?
At the third Gary? Stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 8:59:50. At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be...
Number 9. In a movie starring Me by David Edgar, Michelle was played by Samantha Bond, Alex by Kenneth Cranham, and Tripper by Mark Kilmurray. Celia Salmon, Hedley Nicklow, Howard Massinger, Ed Bishop, John, David Van, Tripper's mother, Tina Gray, Sue, Georgia Grief, Nick Card, John Dixon, McKinley, Simon Carter, announcer, Jeff Searle, Constantin, Andy Hockley, Dick Hennessy, Alan Devereux, receptionist, Kimberly Hope, director, Rob Swinton. Other parts were played by members of the cast. A Movie Starring Me was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Philip Martin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me?